BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has condemned the decision by Britain, Norway, Australia, Canada and New Zealand to sanction two far-right Israeli ministers. He said the sanctions do not advance US-led efforts to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza or bring all hostages home. The ministers Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich face a travel ban and asset freeze over accusations of inciting extremist settler violence in the occupied West Bank. Here's Sebastian Usher.
We dealt with the Pharaoh, we can deal with Starmer, Itamar Ben-Gvir has said, referring to the British Prime Minister. As for Bezalel Smotrich, he said the sanctions had been imposed on him because he was trying to prevent the establishment of a Palestinian state. Both men are seen by many in Israel as extremists who've been allowed to hold sway in the government in order to keep Benjamin Netanyahu in power. But even a powerful political opponent of theirs, Benny Gantz, has described the sanctions as a bad message to the entire world.
President Trump has vigorously defended his decision to deploy Marines and the National Guard to Los Angeles to help quell protests against his immigration policies. He told troops at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, they were witnessing an assault on public order. He said he would not allow an American city to be invaded by a foreign enemy.
What you're witnessing in California is a full-blown assault on peace, on public order, and a national sovereignty carried out by rioters bearing foreign flags with the aim of continuing a foreign invasion of our country. We're not going to let that happen.
Meanwhile, a U.S. judge has denied an emergency request from California's Governor Gavin Newsom to block the use of troops sent to Los Angeles. Hundreds of mourners have held a candlelit vigil for 10 people killed in a school shooting in the Austrian city of Graz. Police said the perpetrator was a 21-year-old Austrian and former pupil who shot his victims, then himself. Bethany Bell reports.
In Graz, there's grief and disbelief. The shooter is believed to have acted alone. Police were called to the school mid-morning after shots rang out. The gunman used two legally owned weapons. The authorities said they'd found a goodbye letter to his parents, but no motive was apparent. The Austrian Chancellor, Christian Stocker, has declared 3 days of national mourning for what he called a very dark day.
Argentina's Supreme Court has upheld the fraud conviction of the former president, Cristina Kirchner. It confirms her 6-year prison sentence and lifetime ban from holding public office. She can still request the sentence be converted to house arrest. BBC News. Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro has denied plotting a coup to overturn the 2022 presidential election. Speaking for the first time at his trial, he said accusations that he was a key member of a criminal organization that worked to disrupt democracy were unfounded. He faces up to 40 years in prison if convicted. The French Prime Minister, François Bayrou, has promised to ban, with immediate effect, the sale of certain bladed weapons to minors after a student fatally stabbed a teaching assistant in the eastern town of Nogent. Officials said the attack happened as pupils' bags were being inspected at the school gate in the presence of police. The 14-year-old was immediately arrested. A woman in Britain has been sentenced to 2 years and 3 months in prison for her role in a global monkey torture network. Natalie Herron from Airdrie near Glasgow was found to have helped run a US-based network that paid people in Indonesia to torture macaques. Katrina Renton reports.
Natalie Herron shared hundreds of images and videos of the abuse online that she had viewed in 2021 and 2022. A BBC investigation uncovered the network, which was started on YouTube before moving to private groups. Officers said Herron will now face the consequences of her actions, which led to the cruel torture and immense suffering of a number of innocent animals.
Scottish police called it one of the most horrific cases they dealt with. The investigation is part of a larger transnational attempt to fight such crime. The president of Spain's top-flight football league has expressed concerns over FIFA's Club World Cup, calling the competition completely absurd. Javier Tebas said it would affect the entire ecosystem of national leagues, especially in Europe. The tournament is due to begin on Saturday in the US. BBC News.